Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva and Blogzilla here on Blog Talk Radio. Allow yourself to relax, unwind, and enjoy as we talk about the latest in celebrity gossip, news, and current events. Once again, you are now listening to Say What Now on Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, welcome so much now to Say What Now on Sunday, the 21st. The time is now 6 p.m. I am your host, Classy Diva and Blogzilla, and we are coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, as we do every Sunday at 6 p.m. We have a fabulous show for you today. Today we will be talking about playing house, or we will be discussing living together before you are married. We also have two special call-in guests that are calling in momentarily. So once again, welcome to Say What Now. How are you, Blogzilla?
I'm doing good. I want to make a big announcement. I got a bigger, even bigger announcement later on, a public service announcement. But right now, I just want to let everybody know that it's officially 7 days until my birthday. So all this week, I'm partying. I'm taking donations. Hit me up at blogzilla.com. Click the donate button and donate me a gift. Buy me a beer for my birthday or a box of condoms or a shirt. I'm actually about to put up a fund to get me a Mac. Because I'm a Mac, and Corinne Stephens is a PC, if you didn't know.
Well, baby, I got you on the condoms. How many do you need, sweetie?
Well, how much is a 10-pack? A 10-pack condoms? I buy 3-packs. I don't know. Just buy me a box of condoms, and we're good.
All right, I got you on that, and I'll make sure that everybody else, you go to his website, blogzilla.com, and hook my boy up for his birthday. So what's going on in entertainment, Blogzilla?
Oh, well, there was the biggest thing is, there's a couple things going on. Lil Wayne's baby mother is going to write a tell-all book, and she's asking people to email her questions. If you go to blogzilla.com, B-L-O-G-X-I-L-L-A, you'll see the blog there. It's on the first page near the bottom because I put up some other stuff. And you can get her email address and email her questions that you want her to write about in the book. I want to know how Wayne was before he was high. That's what I want to know. Secondly, there was this big thing about this chick saying that she slept with T.I. and then Tiny's put back this mess saying, you might suck his dick, but he comes in me and I was blessed with the baby and you're not a good Christian lady. And that came back that Tiny actually reached out to Nicole Bitchy and was like, look, that wasn't me. You know, I don't even be on the internet like that, blah, 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 blah. And this chick is crazy. I don't have time to be fussing back and forth with chicks from the internet. God bless you. What else happened this week? Neil album dropped this week. T.I. album is leaking worse than the levees during Katrina. I interviewed Gorilla Zoe, who's real cool people, so check that out at the Bleach Johnson Show here on Blog Talk Radio as well. And what else is popping? Nothing else is really important other than Diddy stepped in dog poo.
Oh, wow. Well, did you go and see that new Tyler Perry movie, The Family That Prays?
No, I didn't. I'm going to wait for that to come on DVD. I'm not in the mood for a drama. It's a recession, so I'm saving for next week. And that's when Spike Lee's new movie come out, Santa Ana. I'm waiting for that. I'm anticipating that. And that's going to squash any other movie I think out there because I'm actually going to go pay my $10 and watch that. $20 because I got to bring a date. But it's my birthday, so hopefully somebody will treat me.
And they should treat you because you are a Blogzilla. I mean, you're very hard not to love. But for those who are looking for drama, I definitely will recommend The Family That Prays Together. I'm honestly going to say it's one of the best movies that Tyler Perry has done. And I really love the cast that he had on it. It had me bawling like a baby. But it's totally a good movie.
Tyler Perry movies are really, 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 really good. Like, I really like Tyler Perry. But I'm going to go see it after I finish cooking my chicken, So we're going to go to the movie right now after this show.
Okay, that's what's up. For those of you who are just now tuning in, we do welcome your calls and your comments. You can call in at 347-677-1412, 347-677-1412. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the topic at hand, and hopefully our guests will have been called in by now. Once again, you're now listening to Say What Now on Blog Talk Radio.
Work week got you down? Well, come on over to Hump Day Highlights every Wednesday at Via. Come and experience a new evening with us at this innovative food and bar venue located in the center of Buckhead. Ladies, you do drink free from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Also, we have $2 drafts, $5 vodka specials with $6 martinis, and you also get 50% off of brick oven pizzas. Free entry and valet parking from 6 to 11. You can find Via at 262 Bar Road.
Attention, all family, friends, and alumni of TSU and FAMU. The 100 Black Men of Atlanta Football Classic 2008, FAMU versus TSU, is at the Georgia Dome. One date, Saturday, September the 27th. One red carpet, star-studded after party. We run the classic at the Georgia Freak Depot, located downtown next to the Underground Atlanta. Log on for more information. www.weruntheclassic.com. That's werunttheclassic.com.
Did you know all there is about sex? Silly rabbit. Go to blogzilla.com, the sexual intellectual, to find out what's going on in the sexual revolution. Blogzilla.com.
I feel like, yeah.
Proposal to you, what you wanna do? It comes with me.
Welcome back, everybody, to Say What Now for Sunday. It's 6 p.m., and we are talking about shacking up or playing house. If you want to call in, you can totally do so at 347-677-1412, 347-677-1412. Before we get started with the topic of today, I definitely want to give a shout-out to all of our Mississippi State fam that came out to Atlanta for the Georgia Tech-Mississippi State game. Even though we got our ass whooped, bad. It was really good seeing you guys, and I'm still recuperating from seeing everyone. So just want to give a shout-out to our Mississippi State Bulldogs. I also have our Say What Now clip of the day. I'm pretty much loving Deaf Poetry Jam, and that's where I got this clip from. So check it out and let me know what you think.
I am the resurrection of second guessing. Black men, watch your back, because most likely I'll be standing right behind you. But not in a location where you can see me. No, instead I'm decked out in all black, hiding behind that third pole from the curb. Out of sight and blending in perfectly with the flow of the night. And see, it's not that I ever really had any intentions of becoming a stalker. I guess I just kind of crept up on it. But see, what had happened was I had trusted one too many brothers and listened to way too many girlfriends. And before I knew it, I was out on your back patio peeking through the back window and flashing back to the backlash and the backstabbing in the past. And I just didn't want to go back there again. See, I have a habit of putting my all into every situation, and though I already know it to be fact, I could never fully get with loving somebody wholeheartedly and not getting that shit back. So now I'm three cars back trailing you on the freeway. And I'm thinking that these shades kind of came in handy for the mission I'm on today. See, I have become the new millennium hacker in the form of a black girl cracking secret codes, planting microphones, and waiting to see if you'll deny that shit after. And see, it wasn't even really my intuition. But more of an illusional addiction. They had me crouched down behind that parked car, wondering why I was taking your ass so long to come up out the post office, because he really don't take nobody that long to buy no goddamn stamp. Oh, but I see. He think he's slick. Oh, but I'm going to catch his ass and a little half of he messing with too, because see, I know she know he got a woman. But women so damn disrespectful these days that they don't even care anymore, and it's all in the resurrection of second guessing that will have you falling face first in love with the fear of the unknown, wondering who he's with at home when he ain't with you. Talk about he's sleeping. Negro, you're not sleeping no damn 8 o'clock. I know, because see, that's when all your favorite shows start to come on. And see, the voices be taking over sometimes. And I just had to realize that it all comes out in the wash. So, ladies, we just need to put in another load and let God cleanse our souls. Because whatever anybody is doing behind your back, believe me, eventually you'll know. But see, having total control over a situation is realizing that you have absolutely no control at all. So the next time you get the urge to do a garbage can search, know that if you go out of your way looking for dirt, you will eventually find it. It's just the resurrection of second guessing keeps you wallowing in the pain. It keeps you from enjoying it day by day. It prevents you from learning from all of the past mistakes you've made. So ladies, let's stop guessing for a second and be still.
Blogzilla, what did you think about that clip?
Yeah, the poem was hot. I really liked it. Like, I was really caught up to the poem. I liked how she delivered it, and I really wasn't even paying attention just the way that how she was delivering the poem, because the poem was that good.
Yeah.
What's the name of the
poem?
Yeah,
it was a pretty, oh, God, Stalker?
Stalker, okay, cool. That's what's up.
It was called Stalker, yeah, and I found her on YouTube on the Deaf Poetry Jam. Apparently, our call-in guest has not... but that we can still handle this without them. So the topic of today, again, is we're talking about playing house, staying together before you're actually married with somebody. I did a little bit of research online before we started the show today, and a lot of times there are myths about living together, and I'm just going to talk about the current and coming myths, and we'll just talk about that. People who live together before marriage have a higher rate of divorce than those
tired of being laid off, downsized, or replaced? Be your own boss. Right now, CorpOrLLC.com will prepare your articles for your corporation or LLC for free. We are your one-stop shop for your small business needs. CorpOrLLC.com offers logo design, website design, virtual office, business plans, 501c3 completion, executive assistance, business cards, and so much more. Call now, 866-966-0722. That's 866-966-0722. Or visit us online at www.corporllc.com. That's www.corporllc.com. CorpOrLLC.com, the first step in small business.
Hello.
Girl, I don't know what's going on. I've been going to the gym every day, working out, sweating hard, doing everything they're telling me to do, but I just can't lose the weight. I mean, what can I do?
Girl, I had that same issue until I contacted Diva Fight Fitness. I went to Diva Fight Fitness, and they taught me how to bring my sexy back one spin at a time. Girl, with Diva Fight Fitness, they are a mobile pole dance and erotic fitness center where they come to you. What they do is they help you strengthen your inner core and help you bring your sexy back. They do like passion parties, bachelorette parties, lady nights out, and it really helps you tone up, get in shape, and really get back to your femininity. I'm going to give you their info. You should contact them, girl. Their info is at myspace.com/DEEVAFIED Fitness. And that's Divified Fitness. So check them out. I do know they go to Alabama, Mississippi, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Tennessee. So, girl, I want Divified Fitness, and you should, too.
Thank you, girl. I'm going to call Divified Fitness today.
Okay, can everybody hear me? Blockzilla, are you there? Can everybody hear me? Hello? Hello?
Hello, world. My name is Darren Rich.
And I am Israel Jacobs.
We write.
We speak.
And we teach. We are the Rich Jacobs Company. And as well, world, look out for our highly anticipated theatrical production. You paint the picture.
Paint the picture, ladies. This is for you guys. It is from a man's perspective of how a woman is supposed to be treated. Ladies, this is a must-see.
For more information about the Rich Jacobs Company, go to their website at www.therichjacobscompany.com. Say What Now has been brought to you by Shimmer Shock Public Relations, a subsidiary of Prominence Marketing Group. For advertisement inquiries, please give us a call at 1-866-620-1408. Thank you so much for listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva here on Blog Talk Radio. That's all.